Om Shanti, and thank you, Patricia, for speaking nice words about the soul. And I find our double foreigners have learned, picked up the things that our Indian sisters and brothers do. Welcoming with flowers. Thank you. So today we'll be sharing a few thoughts on the subject, our relationships with Baba. Once I asked Dadi Gulzar, why do we have to experience all relationships? I find myself to be very comfortable in remembering him as my father and teacher, and I don't require any more. She said a very nice thing. She said, it is essential to have the experience of all relationships with Baba, because if anyone is missing, your mind will be pulled towards that relationship in the Laukik world. Did you get it? Did you get it? Supposing I don't remember and I don't have the experience of Baba as my mother, then my Laukik mother, she will have more importance and my mind will be pulled towards her. So, the first step of yoga, body and body relations, we have to win over, transform, that will remain as it is. And this is the only time in the whole cycle when we can have this experience from Baba. From copper onwards, we start singing the praises. We start talking about these things. Thou art my father, mother supreme. You are everything to me. You are my companion. You are my friend. And what not. But the real experience is gained when he himself is here. And we practically relate ourselves with him. Then, further she said, to have the experience of all relationships is the inheritance of the confluence. And this is what I remember Baba also said in one of the Murlis. Your inheritance of the confluence is, among many other things, the joy of the experience of all relationships with Baba. In no other period we will be able to have this experience. No other period. There's only one. Confluence. This is the time when Baba is establishing family, This is time when he is establishing religion. This is time when he is establishing the whole progeny of the cycle. And if we do not have that relationship with Baba, how can we be a part of it? So taking one by one, the first one, which we like the most, which one? Father? Or double foreigners like friend? Father. Let us start with Father. And Father, that to the Supreme Father. Let us emerge in our minds what our Father has given us. What do we get from Baba? He gives us new birth. He gives us life. When I say life, I do not mean soul, giving soul or etc., but lifestyle. He gives us life. He gives us the inheritance. He gives us the sustenance. He gives us daily nourishment. All these things. And if you take, you can still go on. If you take each one, how rich it is. How much enriched we feel. For example, new life, not in the physical sense, as I said, but the spiritual way of living, the new birth. If we just compare it with what we were earlier and what we are now. Vast difference. Vast difference. Earlier we thought that was the kind of life. But Baba showed us, children, this is not you. This is not you. You are beautiful. You are powerful. And you are my child. As the Father, so the Son. And he gives us, all this happens through Muralis and meditation. Through Muralis, he is reminding us what we were. And we are this. What we were in the past was not our life. It was given to us by Ravan, the devil. But this is our life. And if we just appreciate the love that he has for us, no matter how naughty we are, no matter what we do, but he is the one who is constantly showering love on us. And it is through this love that he is sustaining us. It is through this love He transforms us. It is through this love that He makes us forget the entire world. Tell me, which father will do this? I can see fathers sitting here. There's a limit. But eternal, immortal, Baba's drishti, Baba's words, "You are my those children who belong to me, went astray, and now you have come back. You are the same ones." Through this, He makes us His own. And through our nirakari stage, incorporeal stage, we are able to relate ourselves. "Oh, my Father is the Supreme Father. Father of all souls. And I am His child." How much intoxication is there? Don't you feel intoxicated? Second, He is also telling us, "Children, what is your family culture? Who do you belong to? And what is the culture of your family?" He gives us beautiful family. Just as children belonging to royal family keep to royal manners, royal culture, royal etiquettes, royal behavior. And if he or she does something which is not up to that standard, the person feels, I did not keep myself up to that standard. He has not merely given us birth, along with it, He has taught us, given us new vision towards the self, towards the others, and towards the entire world. This is a dirty world, children. It is not yours. Your world is something different. Your world was heaven. You have to qualify yourself to get into that heavenly world. And this is why He speaks to us daily. I recall when the Prime Minister, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, who was the Prime Minister of India, when he was in the prison, he used to write letters to Mrs. Indira Gandhi daily. But how long he could do it? For a month, two, three, whatever. But here, Baba writes to us, speaks to us, sends Murli daily, daily, without fail. "My children will miss it." I belong to such a father. Father who does not admonish me now, who does not punish me now, but Father, who through His kind heart has taken the responsibility of my life and is transforming me. At times, when I am weak, then it is He who whispers into my ears those encouraging words which again make me alive. So, how much should I love Him? How much should I love Him? And He says, you don't have to be going here and there now. Children, you are the apple of my eye. You are the ones who are on my heart throne. He does not seat us down below, but come and sit here. I have seen Brahma Baba. In the path of bhakti, people used to have so much reverence for their guru that they will never dare to sit by their side. They would always sit at the feet. But here is our Father. And He says, not at my feet, but come and sit here next to me. Imagine, the one who gives us such an important place and makes us feel important. Those of you who have met Baba personally through avyakt form, we have met Him in sakar form also and avyakt also. But whenever any child sat before Him, He gave drishti and used to make us feel that for Him, I am the only child, no one else. No? I am the only child sitting in front of Him. Can you imagine? He has made all of us so unique. So unique. Filled us up with so many qualities, virtues, powers. We are so unique. It is we, out of our foolishness, we start comparing ourselves with each other. But He has never done it. He makes us feel so unique that you are the only child for me. So how much should I love Him? Can we forget Him? Can we forget such a Father? And who is promising us, I'm there for you always. Child, remember me and I am there for you always. In return, what is my duty now? Father is doing all these things. What am I supposed to do? Yes? Be obedient. Be obedient to Him. He says, children, you have made use of your intellect for 5,000 years. and you know the result, where you have landed yourself. Now, you don't have to think, I'll think for you. So, obedient, and for this he gives us Srimad. One slogan in relationship of the father and mother. Let us recollect, what is that? One slogan that he gives us. Yes, anyone? Follow father and mother. This is how we will be keeping our relationship with him. In good form. Children, don't look at others. Don't follow sisters and brothers. Although they are your sisters and brothers. But you have the direction. Follow me only. And when I do this, it means I am fulfilling my duty of being a good son or a good child. Follow father and mother. And then you can count what blessings he has given you. Parents, they give blessings to their children. My father, how many blessings he has given me? Let us recount. The more we do it, the more deeper would be the love for him. Further, today I will remind you of a small, why small, big gift. Big gift that he gives us. No father in the world can give us. No father in the world. Not even Satyugi father can give us. Golden aged father can also not give us. What is the residential address? Yes? Sister here? From where are you? Paramdham. Brother? Trinidad? Joe? Australia? Okay, today I am reminding you of the gift that he has given us. Our residential address is Baba's heart. He doesn't want us to loiter here and there. He doesn't want us to go around here and there. He says, children, I'm Dilaram and my heart is the place where you children can reside. New residential address, okay? Next time when someone asks you, where do you live? What would be your answer? Baba's heart. Fine? Did you like it? Did you like it? So at the conference we get a new home also. A new residential address also. Okay? Now let's take up the mother. what does a mother do? Mother takes care of the child. And if father says something, mother makes it easy to understand. She understands the children. Sometimes father gives orders and children don't want to follow them. Then what does the mother do? She makes the child understand. She gives the introduction of the father. She wants that children should have good connection with their father. Mother makes nice dresses, nice food. No? Mother understands, and whenever the child is in pain, mother takes care. Shiv Baba, through Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba is our first mother, big mother. Mama next. Baba, early in the morning, when children used to go to say good morning, Baba used to say, I'm making special kind of thing, which is very nourishing. That kind of food for children. I'm making nourishing food for children. Spiritually, of course. Baba was churning. Sometimes, Baba in Sakar form. He used to take care of children. How? Children were sleeping. Baba used to take lot of blankets with him and go around. Nowadays all sorts of comforts are there. But we have seen those days, difficult times. But Baba's love. He used to go around the whole building and see those children who were feeling little cold, he would just put a blanket. Just one example. Similarly, things that seemed difficult, Baba used to sit in the chambers. Earlier, there used to be Murli, and after Murli class, we used to call it chamber. Baba would go to his room, and there children would again collect, and there Baba used to make the Murli, make it easy for children to understand. He used to explain, child, today Baba said this. We have to do this. It is for our own benefit. So Baba used to make it very soft and easy for us to understand. We used to call it chambers. Children would just sit around Baba like this, and Baba used to talk to them. And that's the role of the mother. Baba at times has spoken in the Murlis how he makes different dresses for children. Like when you go for a party, you have a different dress. When you go for your official business, you have a special dress. When you go to some another dress, similarly, Baba through his Murli, at times he used to say, today, dress of peace, Shanti, necklace of this thing, dress of peace, then tilak of peace, like the Murlis are there. This is again how the mother decorates the child. Every mother wants her or his child to look, her child to look beautiful. And this is how through Murlis, by giving us different forms of dresses, jewelry, he used to decorate us. He decorates us even now. When we are in the subtle regions, I am really touched. Amrit Vela, I don't know if it happens here, but at ORC, in the morning, Amrit Vela, our brothers play just 2 or 3 sentences from Baba's Murli. And those sentences are so deep and touching that there would be tears in your eyes at times. Once he said, Baba is giving you the gift today that he will always remain with you. He will always be with you. It was so touching, so touching. I made it a picture of Brahma Baba, of his angelic form, and down below I got it written, the same words, to give as gift to people, Brahmins. So touching. Who is this? Mother, who would never leave her child. Have you observed, whenever you were in confusion, whenever you had something in your mind, the same day out of magic, Baba says something in the Murli that gives solace to you? Have you experienced it? Yes? Everyone would have. How does it happen? Baba did not know when he gave the Murli that you will be sad on this day. Just out of magic it comes. And that becomes the solution of your problem. This is the beauty of his role. The mother cooks food for the child. And if you observe, study Baba's Murli in depth, you will find Baba giving us new points in a variety of forms which we enjoy and play with. Mother understands the child. Now, Sister Mohini is no more. Sister Mohini, who used to live in Madhuban. But she used to narrate lot of experiences with Baba where she didn't want to do something. And how Baba, understanding her, slowly, slowly made her to do the same thing. Mother. The mother makes the child understand. The mother wants the child to keep to the family norms. And Baba through Murlis, if you read the Murli from this angle, that today Baba in the form of mother, in relationship of mother, what are the things that he has given us? You will be able to find out. Today as father, what did he do? Today as mother, what did he do? Similarly, as our friend, a friend in need is a friend indeed. The one who always is friendly and understanding. You would have found that it is children, they don't like to share with their parents. They like to share with friends because they are of the same level. So at times there are several things in our minds, in our hearts. Who to speak to? By Ruhu Ruhan, spiritual conversation, communication, we sit in front of Baba. And whatever is there, we just speak to him. In return, Baba will not say, yes child, you are very nice, you are no wrong, you have done everything right, forget me. No, like that. But after you have spoken with him, after you have communicated with him, you will feel light. Light here. As all the burden is gone. Friend, you would have found, whenever you are heavy in your heart, mind, you are all alone. Who comes to your rescue? Your friend. Who understands you? Your friend. Through communication, I can argue with my friend. I can't argue with my father. I can't argue with my teacher. I can't argue with my mother. I can argue with my father, with my friend. But then, Baba is our true friend. And he sets our mind, makes us light, understands us. We play with him. We talk to him. We go around with him on picnic. There are many mothers, when they narrate their experience, say, Baba, you are the one for me. I have given my life to you. You have to take care of me. And Baba does it. Baba does it. Baba, you are the one whom I have surrendered. Only day before yesterday, some people were sitting with me. And we were discussing how meditation helps us in different ways, how Baba comes to our rescue, how Baba helps us. It's a true thing. One of them said, there was huge fire. It is magic. He said the building in which he had his shop was engulfed by fire. Right, left, top, everywhere, everything was gutted. Fire. He was sitting at home when he came to know about it. He said, "As we have no other option, only to talk to Baba. Baba." And he gets the signal, nothing will happen. After everything is over, he comes. He finds everything burnt. But when he opens his shop, everything is safe. In that, nothing has happened. Isn't this some magic? Isn't this some magic? I don't want you to try to experience these things. Keep trying this. I don't mean that. But the truthfulness with the friend, honesty, love, understanding, dependence, cooperation, all these things that are there inside, and when I relate myself with Baba, through these things, He takes care. He takes care. Many times we hear such things. Many times. Why go far? Just this Deepavali. At ORC, there was a group from Gujarat, and they were, some firecrackers, fireworks. They had burnt it. They were using that, and there was, after the program was over, after this thing was over, they collected everything that. Garbage. We collected and put it in a dustbin. Next morning, I was going to the training center, and I happened to see there was a big bird, you know, made of fiber, and its one foot was broken. So I said to the brothers there, it does not look nice, this is a prime area, we should remove it and place new one. And then I found something was lying there, burnt, black, burnt. So what is it? The sister, last night there were firecrackers and these brother, this has been collected and kept. But further, I observed that something was really, a lot of things had been burned. I said, what is that? Then they told me, sister, out out of those crackers, one of them was still having spark in it, and they had put it there. It converted into big fire. Due to that fire, the temperature there, the water pipe that was going, it burst, and the water that came out was helpful in extinguishing that fire. Isn't this a magic? Tell me. We were all sleeping. And such an important area where we had our IT up, art gallery, sound control room, the whole training center, everything would have gone. Who helps? Stealthily, we don't even know. He keeps doing his work. Only thing is, it does not mean that we should be careless. No. What we need, honesty, love, truthfulness, purity, good thoughts, elevated state. How much He gives us. How can I return? Because relationship is not only one-sided. It has to be two-way traffic. Not only that we are receiving and receiving, we are to return also. What will I do? As Baba's friend, what will I do? This is the homework I am giving you. Think about it. Baba is my true friend who makes me always light. He takes away all my worries and says, "Don't worry, I'll take care." But as Baba's friend, how will I return? Okay? I'm not able to complete the whole, but time is signaling. So, okay?